Billows, last week we had a message come through on the Facebook page, facebook.com/995starfm, and it was from a man who had found a little care package on the street.
Yep.
And it was from an anonymous 10-year-old girl locally here in Mildura.
Someone who just wanted to, all she wanted to do was just do little random acts of kindness, make someone's day. And she did that. This bloke's 87-year-old, it was father or grandfather, found it. And the guy said to us, like, he hasn't smiled all that much. He was still smiling the next day. She really did make this guy's day. It had a little bit of money in it so that they could call someone they love. It had some wishing dust in it so you could make a wish. And the last bit was... There was, and if you're ever struggling to smile, then here's a little badge. You can have one of my smiles. It was the most adorable thing I'd ever read. Well,
yeah.
Over the weekend, a package came for us here at Star FM.
And while we take zero credit, like we don't deserve this recognition, but this beautiful local 10-year-old girl has sent Billows and I a care package. So, and in the note it says...
Here's a note. Oh, God, this note.
Hello, Amber and Billows. I heard you talking about me on the radio, and I would like to thank you for sharing the message of random acts of kindness. My goal is to spread smiles around my hometown and the world, and you've really helped with that. I plan a big random act of kindness once a month, although I like to do smaller ones throughout the day.
Oh.
Because I am anonymous, this was only the second time I had heard a story about someone who had found my random act of kindness. I got lots of goosebumps when you were talking about the guy that received the little package. I don't mind not knowing who gets my little gifts usually, but in my heart and soul, I know that there'll be someone who needs it. I believe that by making others smile, you're not only filling your heart, but you're also filling the world with happiness. Love, your 10-year-old friend, who is a girl, signed out, smiley face.
Absolutely love it. And she's given us a couple of these smiley badges. I'm trying my best to attach it to my little man bag here right now.
You are.
So that's going to stay on there.
We've also got two pet rocks. Mine's called Mikey. So she said that whenever we're feeling alone, that our little pet rocks will...
Is yours named Mikey?
Mikey will
no,
always...
No, it's named after me.
Always there to keep it company.
Mine's name is Gracie, and I'm moving into a new house this weekend. This is going to take pride of place in my lounge room, so I see it every single day, and the smiley badge will be on my bag.
I hope that this message of kindness... for someone that's so young...
Oh, 10 years old.
To understand that there are people that need a smile and that need some help and some love.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Listen to Emma, she's struggling to get through this. It's so beautiful. It's really touched us.
I really do think it's beautiful. And the parents of this young girl as well, like that... There's a lot to be said about the way that this girl's been brought up.
Yeah.
It's really special. Sorry.
You're all winning at life.
If... At any point in any day, you can just make someone smile. Do that.
Good on you. Well said, Amberino.
No, to this, yeah. This girl wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
And like, we were thinking of ways that we could, you know, get her a present.
Yeah.
Like, we were thinking of ways that we could do something special for her. And she's so...
And we heard, no, she doesn't want all that.
She's so incredibly content to just remain this anonymous care package giver around Sunraysia. So...
We absolutely love your work.
We love your work.
Do something nice for someone else today.
Absolutely.
Everyone.
Thank you so much.
Everyone.
Thank you to her parents as well, because you're raising a very beautiful young girl.
Yeah.